Yeah. We felt confident with the way the defense was playing that if we could get one score and go up, you know, at least 9-0. Obviously, we didn't envision them scoring first, but we felt like if we could get one score, we were going to be able to control the game. Dude, 26 is a baller, and I'm so proud of Dalton Bish. He locked him down. But even things like we had an interception there and his instincts to knock the ball out of his hands, he is a handful. He's a headache, and I'm happy that Dalton was able to limit him because that was the key in the second half.
He was playing press coverage on him. It seemed like he wasn't letting him out of his sight.
Our game plan, and all night we played with five DBs on the field. We replaced our two outside linebackers with DBs, and we decided that Dalton Bish was going to follow 26 the whole night. He was running back and forth. And we talked about it, how 26 was going to get his catches, and he made his catches, and Dalton's right there. But when it came to some of the big moments, Dalton's right there.
The rest of your defense, you shut down their running game, too, which, you know, they're coming off a 400-yard game.
Yeah.
You shut them down to, I think, under 100 yards rushing. Just talk about that and what it meant to this team.
Kobe Bonanno's a weapon. Kobe Bonanno is a freshman, was a quarterback. And to have a guy with some of that athleticism and instincts that weighs 270 pounds, that's special. And we talked to Kobe at the beginning of the year of taking a back seat on offense so he can stay fresh on defense, and a game tonight's exactly why. You also saw that whole D-line, Joe Mansfield. Freshman Brandon Ross made his first varsity start tonight. He was pressuring all night, and that was the key. As much as it was the DBs, it was also the D-line bringing pressure.
Yeah. Hey, every yard you got was tough, and there weren't many of them.
We knew they were good.
Did you expect – I mean, what
I
was
told you in the preview, they were fast and they fly to the football, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we can't turn the ball over two times inside the 20. That was a backbreaker there. We feel like that if we don't turn that over, we score at least one of those times, and that's a different with the game. So we can't do that. But I told you, they're fast and they fly to the ball. They got a D-line that fires off the ball, and they got backers that read run and they fly to the ball. We knew that coming in, and I think I told you it was going to be a dogfight, and I think that's probably the best way to describe how tonight went.
How hard was it coming off a bye week?
It was the only way that I'll say it was somewhat of a blessing is because Joe Mansfield wouldn't have played last week. He had a tweaked knee. He's a difference maker. Boo Schreckengoss would not have played last week. So we had some guys that are banged up. Every single guy dressed tonight, which was a big deal for us. So we got everybody healthy. It was kind of gave us 2 weeks to prep and prepare. I felt defensively going in, for the most part, we had a pretty good idea of what they wanted to do. And we just had to make plays, and the guys made plays when they had to defensively.
A lot of work left, though. I mean, as the playoffs look now, next week's huge. You're playing Keystone.
From what I understand, we are the only team right now that controls our own destiny. So that's the position you want to be in. But we got another dogfight next week because Keystone's a really good football team as well.
You guys preach finish, finish, finish. Yeah. What does it mean you guys were able to finish?
Well, that whole finish started with our theme of we were winning the district championship game until there was 11 minutes left in the game. So when we say finish, we replace the I's with two ones. Mm-hmm. And so that's been our whole offseason motto. And that's what we told them at halftime. We've been preaching forever to finish. And that's what they did tonight. And, that's what we want. There's a lot of mistakes, a lot of things we got to fix up, but sometimes that's what football comes down to.
Yeah, great win. Good job.
Yeah, thank you. What are the other scores tonight?